Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? Welcome to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree and I'm the host of the show, and I'm also the founder of browngirlselfcare.com. Let me back away from the microphone a little bit, number one. Today is actually this is a heavy episode. Like, I'm not even in the mood. I'm going to be 100% with you. I'm like not even in the mood to record. I'm just feeling some type of way, as I'm sure many of you are. So just if I come off as sounding down, you know, I ask for your grace, because that's not my intent, but I'm not one that can typically like hide all the time the way I feel. So let's go ahead and get into today's episode. As you know, well, first of all, let me back up. This episode is going to have major trigger warnings or triggers. So if you are sensitive to talk of death and things of that nature, then again, I want to just be respectful of your emotions and let you know that this episode will be discussing grief. That's the title of today's episode, Coping with Grief. So I record my episodes on Sundays, usually, sometimes before, but usually I record on Sundays. And so today we lost a legend. We lost a man that was just a beast in the game of basketball. We lost Kobe Bryant and also his daughter as well. And just to get that news today, like, I honestly, just right now, I feel like crying. Like, just to get that news, the world just got just a huge shock, you know? He was absolutely one of the best players in the game. Like, he just was. Like, Black Mamba. I mean, I have so many different little stories and stuff with me and my bestie, and she was in love with Kobe Bryant. And I'm not a huge basketball player, but whenever Kobe was playing, first of all, I was born and raised in Southern California. Okay. I have old tattered, or they're not tattered, but they're raggedy Laker pants that I wear everywhere, to the, to Walgreens, when I go in the car to pick my daughter up, you know, they're just my running around pants. They're bold purple and yellow, have Lakers on it all over the place. Like, you know, just a Lakers fan, especially when Kobe Bryant was playing. Like, that was when I was really watching basketball. And just to get news that he passed away, him and his daughter and, you know, 5 to 7 other people died like that, is just tragic. My reaction to the news, first of all, my daughter texted me this morning and she said that he passed away, and my heart just like instantly dropped. And I was sad, very sad, and stunned and in shock. But when they were first saying in the news that his children were on the helicopter, I just like lost it. I think I cried for probably like 30 to 40 minutes. No exaggeration, if not longer. I just couldn't stop crying. Hold on. This is going to definitely be an emotional episode. I could not stop crying. And thank God the news cleared up that
I shouldn't even say thank God. I guess I'm happy that all of his children and his wife were not on board, his four girls. But unfortunately, he and his daughter were both, I think it was Gianna, they were both on the helicopter with, I still don't even know how many other people, 7 other people, 3 other people, I'm not really sure. But unfortunately, at least 5 to 9 people lost their lives in this helicopter incident that happened today. But again, when I found out that it was a child involved or children involved, I just, like, the floodgates of my emotions and just tears and crying so hard, I still have like a headache. Do you ever get that when you cry so hard? Probably because you're like dehydrated because you've cried so many tears that you just end up making yourself have a headache. Like, that's how I feel right now. I have a headache. And to be quite honest with you, it really took me back to how I felt when my brother was killed in 2017, July of 2017, which that's just how I felt. I was just devastated. And obviously, you know, it's crazy because I don't know Kobe and Vanessa, clearly. Our only connection, again, is that, you know, I was born and raised in Southern California. So we watched games and went to the Staples Center a few times and watched Laker games. And I just enjoyed watching him play. His skill and his dedication were like unmatched. I mean, Black Mamba, you know what I'm saying? He was just a beast. And if you're like me, you may have been triggered when you heard the news too, especially if you've experienced loss in a harsh or violent way. And this leads me to some ways that you can just kind of cope and process and heal from loss and grief and everything that comes with it. So I just wanted to give a few tips today, just in case you also were just grieving the loss of Kobe Bryant and his daughter, and you're just kind of struggling with how you feel and just feeling kind of just out there. You know what I mean? I know that people die every day. People die every single day. My aunt just passed away at the end of December. But when she passed away, I haven't cried not one time. So that's why, to me, grief is just, you just never know how you're going to feel. When it comes to death and loss and grief and things like that. When my brother died, I cried. I can't even tell you like how long I cried and how long I just felt so unsettled. And when my aunt passed away just recently, I didn't cry. Not once, but then we get to Kobe and his daughter, and I just cry and bawl my eyes out. So, like I said, grief is, you know, it's not predictable. Your emotions are not always predictable. It just, you just never know what circumstances surrounding loss are going to trigger you and make you feel some kind of way. So I'm hoping that these few tips that I provide today on the show will just help you navigate what happened today and how you may feel today or Monday and beyond. Okay. So the first thing that I want to say that I typically always say, which is a no-brainer for me, is first thing that you should do or look into is therapy or like a hotline if you're feeling like you're having some depression or suicidal feelings or feelings of harming yourself. Then I would definitely encourage you to speak to, you know, they have 800 number hotlines. You should get a therapist or talk to a counselor. Just make someone aware of what you're going through and how you feel. That for me is always number one. top priority. If you can talk to a professional, someone that is trained to listen, that is trained to direct you in navigating how you feel, how you're coping with loss or coping with things, that is what I would highly suggest. So number one, definitely always, 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 always therapy. Okay. So now with that said, the second thing that I would say is to allow yourself to cry and feel no matter how long it has been. Don't shame yourself for having emotions. If you need to cry, then cry. If you're angry, be angry. If you're sad, be sad. Sometimes I think we bottle up how we feel, or we bottle up emotions or bottle up feelings because we're embarrassed. Like when I told my daughter that I was sad about Kobe, I made sure to put in the text, but I'm not crying because I wasn't at the time. But I made sure to tell her I'm sad, but I'm not crying. Why did I feel like I needed to justify that or say that I was sad, but I'm not crying? We are allowed to cry. We are allowed to feel emotions. We are allowed to feel sad. And this was something I was just talking about on Instagram. Excuse me, on Instagram, maybe this week or last week, when I was having a conversation with my daughter, and she said that, you know, at least white kids are able to express emotions and cry. And that one hit me, you know what I mean? That one hit me right in the gut. But if you need to cry, cry. If you need to yell, yell. It doesn't matter that this was a celebrity that you may have never even met but only watched on TV. It doesn't matter if you're crying over the loss of a loved one that happened, I don't know, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. There is no time frame, I guess, on feelings and emotions and grief. So don't shame yourself for having emotions.
I know you love this podcast, but if you've been on the hunt for other unapologetically Black podcasts to listen to, I want to invite you to give Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR a listen. They featured an episode of It's Been a Minute, and it was with Tracee Ellis Ross, and it was like a breath of fresh air for me. She touched upon her work, which of course includes Girlfriends, and we know the legacy of that show and also how that dynamic specifically between Joan and Tony still has a huge impact on Black culture. But it gave me room to reflect not only about the ways I am in community with Black women, but also how I am being in relationship with myself. NPR's episodes, they just hit differently. So NPR has a new collection of podcast episodes that celebrate the Black experience, from the It's Been a Minute episode with Tracee Ellis Ross to the Code Switch episode on the women behind the Montgomery bus boycott. These episodes are rooted in our richness and our history that we will not allow to be erased or marginalized. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
One of my favorite memories as a little girl was when I went to the beach. Seeing the ocean waves, smelling the salty air, and feeling the sun on my skin was pure radical joy. Now, certain scents like Osea's Undaria Algae Body Oil will instantly trigger those feel-good memories because it literally smells like summer in a bottle. Inside, you'll find blissful notes of lime, grapefruit, cypress, mango, and mandarin. The scent is so divine that I cannot help but to smell myself randomly throughout the day. And when I use it after a shower, my skin is glowy, soft, and smooth. I've talked about Osea many times, and there's a reason for that. It is a clean, soothing part of my maintenance routine, one that I refuse to be without. I absolutely adore Osea. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skin and body care from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code SELFCARE at OseaMalibu.com. You'll get free samples with every order and free shipping on orders over $60. Head to OseaMalibu.com and use code SELFCARE for 10% off.
There is no shame in needing to rebuild. So I'm in a season of taking back my financial power, and that looks like getting my credit together because having credit is powerful. I'll be making a move next year to another state, And I'm doing what I know to do now so that my credit won't prevent me from being able to rent another home. If you're in a similar situation, one tool I want you to know about is Kickoff, the credit builder that requires no credit check and is super simple to get started with today. Kickoff is a credit line that is just for credit building, not everyday spending, and there are zero catches. You make on-time payments, the credit bureau sees your good behavior, and your credit grows. Sign up in minutes from your phone and start building credit right away. Join over a million people building credit with a Kickoff credit account today. Get your first month for a dollar at getkickoff.com/selfcare today. That's Kickoff without the C, getkickoff.com/selfcare. Special offer applies to new Kickoff premium customers for their first month only. Subject to approval and only available on getkickoff.com/selfcare. Terms of offer are subject to change.
That just means that you're human, okay? The third thing that I would say is honestly, seriously, truly, take a break from social media. I know I talk about social media all the time, and it's because social media can be so damaging, even if it's unintentional. I had to step away from Instagram, Facebook. Well, I'm not really on the Twitter. I'm primarily on Instagram and Facebook, especially for the businesses that I have, Brown Girl Self-Care being one of them. Today, I had to shut it down. And it's because when I hopped on to get information about what had happened, you know, I got the information. Everyone is talking about it because it's such a big deal. I shouldn't say everyone, as in every billions of persons knows Kobe Bryant and they're all crying and sad, but you know what I'm saying. Generally speaking, everyone knows what happened and they are shook in some way. All different levels, but we are shook at this loss. We are shook at this tragedy that just happened today. So when I got on social media, everybody was talking about it, from Essence to Sean King to Niecy Nash to CNN to, I think, Obama, possibly. Just everybody has been affected. Everybody's talking about it, and they're posting pictures of him. They're posting pictures of him with his daughter, and it is overwhelming for me. It is like sensory overload for me to keep seeing these pictures over and over and over and over, because everyone wants to share the love that they have for Kobe. Everyone wants to share how they feel. I can't take that kind of overwhelming response to keep seeing it over and over and over and over. It just really affects me. To keep seeing that kind of news. So I had to, plus on top of that, I almost cussed somebody out on Instagram today because I had made a post or a comment on someone's thread that said, you know, LA, we've just got hit by a huge loss. And this person commented and he said something like, I said something like, we just got affected by a huge loss. He just saying something in support of like his dedication and just how tremendous he was for Los Angeles. And the person commented to me and replied, and he was like, yeah, he was a great basketball player, but you know, I don't know about him being a role or whatever he said, you know, because he has so many moral issues. And when he said that, I did respond and I was able to keep it together, but I did throw in a cuss word, which started with the letter F and ended with the letter K, because I got angry. I just got so angry at someone just blatantly disrespecting the loss of life. I'm just going to tell you, like, for example, if my worst enemy, okay, if I was to find out that my worst enemy, and I don't really have any enemies, but or someone that I just cannot stand, if I found out today that he or she passed away, and especially in such a tragic way, I'm not going to go on social media and be like, well, I'm sorry he died, and I'm gonna let you finish, but he was the worst. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, death is just, I don't know. It's just a very serious thing. And I can't understand people that feel like they need to comment those type of things. Like, it's just like, can we mourn the loss of someone without other people feeling like they need to belittle or make them smaller, you know what I'm saying? And knock them down. This person just died. His wife is grieving. Ugh, I don't even know. I just can't even imagine. I just can't even imagine. So just to see that comment really just fired me up. So I had to get off of Instagram. I had to get off of Facebook for a while. And it'll probably just be for today. But I just had to take a break because I was making myself sick with just seeing the repeated news, you know, over and over again. And it was just too much. So if you're able to take a break from social media, and if that's one of your triggers, then I definitely would encourage you to just take a small break. It could be a few hours. It could be 24 hours, just enough time for you to just wrap your head around, you know, how you're feeling and just make sure that you're good, you know? So that's number three, take a break from social media. The fourth thing that I would suggest is, and this is something that I need to do, and that's look into what triggered you and explore any open concerns that you might have, you know? So like, look into why you're triggered and explore, you know, what's going on. I know for me, there's a few reasons why I get triggered. I get triggered by death. And I don't really want to go into it because I just don't even want to get into it. But just know that I get triggered by death. I get triggered by anything that has to do with children. Oh, I feel like I want to cry right now. Anything that happens with children, it is just a trigger for me. And that's why when I found out that he died, of course, I was devastated. But then when you threw the again, I thought at the time all of his children were on board, or most of his children. So when I found out about the children, it was just like the floodgates were unleashed, and I was just crying, just bawling my eyes out and just beyond devastated. Again, I know that it was Gianna and Kobe and not the rest of his kids. But again, that was the information that I initially got. But so I'm triggered by a few things. And I know that some open concerns that I have are with my brother dying. So he was shot. I talked about this before. I don't need to rehash it, but he was shot in Inglewood, which is in Los Angeles, and killed. And he was 37. He was 37. So young man, and shot down in the street and killed. So, you know, death definitely, depending on how a person passes, how young they are, just different things like that. Are there children involved, and how did they pass away? Were they taken away suddenly? Did they die, you know, pass away after a long illness? Were they older, you know, 80s, 90s, 100? That kind of determines how I feel. So like when I said that my aunt passed away, she was in her 70s, which is young, but there were some things surrounding that, her passing, to where it was just like, I mean, it was definitely sad, but it just feels differently for me. So again, number four, I would say look into, you know, what your triggers are and explore any open concerns. I know that one of my concerns that is something that I will share is that I never got the chance to make things right with my brother. We were at odds because of his lifestyle and some things that he was doing. And so we were at odds. We weren't fighting, but we were at odds. And so I never had the chance. Excuse me. I never had the chance to say the things that I wanted to say. So, yeah. Number five, Excuse me, you guys. Woo, I'm sorry. Number five is remember that grief isn't only about death. You can grieve a lot of things. You can grieve things, and people may or may not find it, you know, silly. You can grieve the loss of a parent. You can grieve the loss of a, you know, unfortunate miscarriage. You can grieve the loss of your home. You can grieve the loss of your job. You can grieve the loss of a pet. You can grieve the loss of your money. You can grieve the loss of somebody eating the food in the fridge that you put your name on in the refrigerator and woke up the next morning and someone ganked your food. I mean, and that one's kind of like a joke, obviously, but I'm just saying you can grieve the loss and losing a lot of things, a lot of situations. So my point is, don't allow anyone to dictate or downplay and tell you how you're supposed to feel, because grief is not like a one and done kind of thing. And it's not just about one thing, like, you know, someone passing away. Yes, you can grieve that. You getting fired from a job that you love. Yes, you can grieve that. You losing a child that you prayed for. Yes, you can grieve that. There's so many things that we grieve, and I don't think we even take the time to even think about it that way. You know, we are just looking at grief as just death. When there are other situations, you know, the loss of a friendship, again, losing your home, just different things that you can grieve and you don't even realize that you need to heal from a certain situation. So just remember that grief isn't only about death. All right. And then the last thing that I would suggest, this is number six on this episode about coping with grief, is to rest so that your body has a chance to recuperate. I think that a lot of times we're just so busy and we're bouncing around from thing to thing, place to place, person to person, etc., that when these kind of things happen to us, we're just, you know, we're on to the next, you know, we pause, but we don't stop. And pausing doesn't really help us to process what we've experienced, you know, especially for something that is just so traumatizing and so heavy. I remember, again, when my brother passed away, like, I forget what day it was, but let's say it was like a Monday. Was it like a Saturday night or Sunday? I don't remember what day it was, but I'm almost positive I went to work the next day, like either the next day or maybe I took one day, possibly, because I can't remember the details surrounding that experience. But I was literally back at work after like a day or so, and I just worked, and I was sad, and I was angry, and I was confused, and I was hurt, and I just felt lost. But I just put on a smile as much as I could, and I went to work because we weren't able to bury him. Like, you, so with your job, you know how they give you, like, my job gave us a week of bereavement for a close family member, but it was a week. And when I found out, like, I knew I was going to need that time for like the funeral and things like that. So I just went back to work to save the days. But in all honesty, I was not okay. I had not allowed my body and mind to rest in any capacity. And I was just running on, I don't know what I was running on, to be honest with you, but I was running on something and just getting through the days, sad, crying, but working at work. And if I had to go outside to cry, I would go outside to my car and cry, but I didn't take the necessary time to grieve. And I wish that we, as a society, would, instead of just pausing, we would just really stop and acknowledge that something bad has happened and we are not okay. We are not okay and we need time. And I know that the world doesn't stop for us because we lost a loved one or we have a situation where we're grieving. I know the world doesn't stop. The world still continues to spin. And tomorrow, you know, when people pass away, it's unfortunate that it's like, yes, their memory lives on, but because the world doesn't stop, their memory, it just starts to fade more and more each day and each month that passes, you know? And I think that if we take time to stop and just analyze and rest and recuperate and do those kind of things and be gentle with ourselves and our bodies and stop expecting so much, it'll definitely help us to cope a little bit better. Whew, child, this was a tough, tough episode. And if you made it through the whole episode, I really appreciate you. I want to thank you so much for, like I said, extending me some grace today as I made it through this. That is basically it for today's episode of the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. As always, you can reach me at connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Again, connect@browngirlselfcare.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I will talk to you on the next episode. Have a great week and take care of yourselves. Bye.